let us come back to the definition of A plus V sigma plus your emission. This matrix can be, apart from its definition, can be characterized with some properties like this. Like this. Let me find. Okay. These simple properties. Last. I mean, if I start from these requests, I can prove that A plus, the generalized inverse, is the unique matrix satisfying these properties. Also, A plus is the solution, can be seen as the solution of a sort of linear matricial least squares problem, that is the minimum over all matrices m by n. The minimum of the residual, this is a residual, involving matrices instead of vectors, A by X minus the identity of order M. So in this sense, we see that A plus is the best approximation of the best replacement, I could say, of the inverse in the cases where the inverse does not exist. Other consequences, other possible uses, theoretical uses, of A plus, that is consequences of its definition. It is possible to extend, so extension of the notion of condition number of a matrix of a square. Where I invert the model. The old definition that you know was the condition number, me, defined as given some matrix norm, the product of that, these two norms. When I consider a generic rectangular matrix A. I can define again me in the general case. I can define me as the product of the norm, say the two norm.
We will consider
in most cases the two norm by the two norm of A plus instead of the inverse. If the chosen norm is the Euclidean norm, we know that the norm of A is the largest, the first singular value, sigma sub 1, and the norm of the two norm of this matrix is again its largest singular value. But the singular values of the A plus, by definition, are the inverses of the singular values of A. So here we have as large as singular values the reciprocal of the smallest, say the smallest non-zero singular value of A, say sigma sub k, as we have called it. So also in this case we find again that the condition number of a matrix is given by the ratio between two important values. In the square case we had the eigenvalues, the largest and the smallest. In the general case we have the singular values. A last simple consequence that we have already mentioned. When we started with this topic, the first method that has been considered was the Cholesky method applied to the normal equations. The normal equations form a linear system with coefficient matrix. A Hermitian by A. I told you immediately that it was preferable to avoid the computation of this product, not only for computational gains, but also because the conditioning of the problem increases in the sense that one could say that if I multiply two matrices, as in this case, the first, the Hermitian of the second, the condition number substantially doubles. But when I told you this, the condition number was defined only for square matrices. This is a square matrix, but A is not square matrix. If we now apply this definition of condition number to A, we find that in two norm, the condition number of A is again the ratio between those singular values. The condition numbers We know, we have seen this, the eigenvalues, this is an emission matrix, its eigenvalues are the squares of the singular values. Eventually, there are zero values in the bottom of the spectrum. So, if this matrix is invertible, the position number is, as usual, the largest over the smallest, which will be non-zero, but we can apply to that matrix this definition even if the matrix is non-invertible, and we obtain again this vector. Is it clear? So we are able to see now that effectively, if I multiply these two matrix, the condition number becomes the square of the condition number of the original matrix. This is a clear point. Computation and the use in the computations of this matrix is generally avoided. Last time I mentioned the Golden-Reich method. Which computes eigenvalues and eigenvectors of this matrix without performing this product. Okay, the last point of the four lectures devoted to the least square problem is a hint to the possible adaptation of the conjugate gradient method to the solution of this problem. So, fourth method, the previous were Cholesky. QR, SVD, conjugate, conjugate gradients. It is simple to realize that we could consider again the normal equation in the real case. Be careful, the conjugate gradient is defined, we have introduced it in the real case. So instead of H, we have simply the transposition. It is possible to start from this system, system of normal equation, and apply the conjugate gradient in the standard form to this system. This is not fully satisfying for the reason I have remarked before. The coefficient matrix the use of the coefficient matrix in that form needs the computation of this product, which we want to avoid. So it makes sense to slightly modify the conjugate gradient method with the aim of avoiding this product. The modification is the following. As in the general case, also in this case, we can see this method as a minimization method, which is the function that has to be minimized. The norm, the square norm of the residual this is the original problem. If you expand in the usual way, you find symmetric case, so we have two times and finally this count product. If you consider the gradient, if you call this Y, the gradient is exactly this is the right sign, okay. Or which is the same B transpose by A. We see again here this product. The iteration, generic iteration of the conjugate gradient. Can be redefined in the next step . This is a modification of the standard method. Besides the usual residual R by K, which is defined in the usual way, this product must be considered at each step. The constant beta is defined as the two norm of this quantity squared over the same quantity at the previous step. The direction is defined in a similar way. Remark that in the standard method here we have the residual. Instead, in this case, we have the residual multiplied by this matrix. Then alpha must be computed. The new x k plus 1, the previous, plus the step alpha by the direction p. The new r residual is updated. In this way, it is clear that at the first step, various vectors and constants must be suitably initialized. It is tedious. Boring to verify this, all these settings, but it is not difficult to see that they produce the same sequence which will be obtained applying directly the standard method to this matrix. The advantage, as I told you before, of this modification is that I never perform this product. The products, the multiplications appearing in this direction are this matrix vector and this, appears again in the last assignment. Okay. Well, the method has the nice properties. Also in this case, so in favorable situation, it converges fastly. It is interesting to consider a comparison in terms of accuracy of the results, in terms also of computation time, of all these four approaches. One thing is very clear. The Cholesky approach is less stable than all the others. Even if the others in some cases are computational heavier. I will show you two examples. Let me introduce and explain before seeing images and results. The main features of these two examples. The first example is the least squares in the sense of this method reconstruction of a clinical image. This is the case of many medical imaging techniques, such as ATAC, CT, CT, computerized tomography, la risonanza magnetica, NMR, nuclear magnetic resonance, la PET, positron emission tomography, la SPECT, single photon emission computerized tomography, and maybe other that I don't know. In all these cases, the common feature is the collection of data coming from the body or the portion of the body of the patient . So the skin can be simply this, the object of my analysis. Qualche apparecchiatura opportuna, some device. And a set of data that are measures of absorbance, emission, and so on. It depends on the kind of technique that we are using. In all cases, I will skip all details. In all these cases, the problem is linearized. We reach a linear model at the end we are in front of a linear system. A x b. X is a vector which contains the information in which I am interested regarding the patient's body. Generally, it is an image of a slice. Vectorized image of the lungs of the patient's body. Even if you know that are versions of these techniques which supply a 3D, tridimensionale, un'immagine tridimensionale, quindi un volume, quindi una risposta più complessa e più ricca del problema. The matrix represents the features of the device, essentially. So this connection between the matrix and the device has as a consequence, since in all these cases the device is has a circular symmetry,
Typically in all these cases avete un tubo in cui viene introdotto il corpo del paziente con un dispositivo che ruota. This has as a consequence the fact that the matrix has a circular structure, has a very special structure which could be used in some step of the computations that we are obliged to perform. Moreover, the matrix, the size of the problem, is very large. Finally, so the size of the matrix. The vector B contains the measures of conditions or observance, I guess is the right term, depending on the kind of clinical examination. We are just in the case of a linear least square problem, since A is layer large, rectangular, and almost always inconditional. An idea of the size of A, the number of rows, A is as usual n by n, n is the cardinality of the vector, the same cardinality as the vector B, collecting all the measures. Cardinality of the set of data. N is the number of, say, pixel voxel in the case, in the three-dimensional case. Of the image. So n is in connection with the resolution of the final result. In conclusion, we are interested in searching the value of x which minimizes the norm two of the residual. Okay. Second, we will see simple results regarding the behavior of the four approaches to an instance with reduced dimensions of this problem. Originally, it was SPECT, clinical image of the brain. Problem from which we start. The second example I will show you is a famous method for face recognition, the so-called ideal faces method, which was proposed in 1991. Maybe this is exactly eigenfaces, riconoscimento facciale.
The problem you can think about, the usual problem of recognizing an image containing the face of someone inside a set of things inside a set of known database di facce note. Abbiamo una faccia da riconoscere, si tratta di capire in quale maniera mettere in relazione la faccia da riconoscere, la chiameremo the correct face, confrontarla con le facce, the faces in this set. This set is called training. The simplest idea is to minimize the difference, if we call the faces in the training set as AIK. There are many, many faces. There are images. Query face, la faccia da riconoscere, ISRQ. They are vectors. We vectorize, as usual, the image. We can consider the difference in some norm. The minimum with respect to k of the two norm of the difference of these vectors. Well, this approach does not work. No funziona. This is not so strange because this criterion, this difference, does not take into account the most important physiognomical features of the face. Cioè tratta allo stesso modo la parte dell'immagine che non riguarda i tratti essenziali del volto, per capirci, cioè non è il modo migliore per cogliere, diciamo, le caratteristiche essenziali del volto di una persona. Allora, qual è l'idea di questo approccio? Alla fine è abbastanza semplice. If I use this measure of closeness, I am referring to a basis of the representation which is constituted, is formed by the pixel, its name is the natural pixel basis of the images. This is a wrong way. A better way is the form. I will sketch the basic point of the procedure. First of all, we normalize in some sense the data set, the training set. In the sense that we compute the average face, we call it, as in the slide that I will show later, n is the number of the faces in the training set, I compute exactly the average, the arithmetic average of all the faces. Then I subtract from all the original faces, the average face, la faccia media, and I will obtain new vectors, scaled, translated, I could say, which will be called phi, if I remember well. At this point, we define, we construct a matrix A whose columns are the translated shifted faces, phi sub 1, phi sub n. Then, if we consider the SVD of A, so next step, or better, the truncated SVD of A, the effectiveness of the use of SVD in computation is in relation with decaying behavior of the singular values. So we immediately approximate A with its truncated vector score, the number of singular values which are considered with R. Then the idea, always is simple. This is the idea, the following is the idea. Represent all the faces. The faces in the training set, but also the query face also the query face will be shifted according to this choice, represent all the faces in the basis followed by the first singular vectors U1 and so on. So we change the representation of our objects. Instead of the natural pixel basis, we use the basis constituted and formed by the singular vectors. All the singular vectors? No. The most important, which are the first, are singular vectors. Singular vectors. So we have that each face in the training set will be representable as the map matrix UR by a suitable vector say ZK. The same for phi,
the query phase.
You are by
these are two problems that generally have not an exact solution, because I consider only the first singular vector. So this will be approximated representation of the phases. This is, if you want, can be seen as, again, as a least square problem. The solutions are the generalized inverse of U sub R by T, and here Z phi. In this simple case, the generalized inverse of these portions of unitary, so the unitary matrix U, is exactly the conjugate transpose. So you can write simply U R conjugate transpose. Last step, 5. We compare the representations of the faces we are dealing with. So we will search the minimum of K of the two norms of differences Z sub K minus Z. Obviously, the same that U H phi sub K minus phi here is nothing. This is not square, so it cannot be dropped. The value of K, the final answer is if this minimum, say gamma, if gamma is less than an assigned tolerance epsilon, the query phase is recognized as Z, as K star, the index achieving the minimum. So here we have K star. Otherwise, it is not recognized. Well, we'll stop here and for 5 minutes, and after we will see the application of the various techniques to these two problems. Okay. Allora, fermiamoci 5 minuti per sistemare le cose.